Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. It's always a pleasure to be here on the show and present a few things. And as you know, everything is related to healthy mind, healthy body, and healthy finances. Sometimes you might wonder how I connect to that, but I can see it in each and every show. So if you have a question about it, don't hesitate to ask. Today, I'm excited about talking about the Cinco de Mayo that's coming up. What is so important about it? Well, actually, Cinco de Mayo in the United States is celebrated a little bit differently than Cinco de Mayo in Mexico. So Cinco de Mayo is annually observed on May 5th. It celebrates the defeat of the French army during the Battle of Puebla, Batalla de Puebla, in Mexico on May 5th, 1862. That's been over 150 years ago. And that is actually not supposed to be confused with the Mexican Independence Day, which is actually September 16. So I did some research to find out a few things, what's going on. And actually, Cinco de Mayo is a day of Mexican pride and heritage. So I wrote a few questions in there, and I'm going to get to those. But I want to share what people do on Cinco de Mayo. And it is actually a day to celebrate the culture, achievements, and experience of people with a Mexican background who live in the United States. There is a large commercial element to that day, with businesses promoting Mexican services and goods, particularly food, drinks, and music. Yeah, mariachi bands. They're so much fun. Other aspects of the day center around traditional symbols of Mexican life, such as the Virgin de Guadalupe and Mexican Americans who have achieved fame, fortune, and influence in the United States. One of the largest Cinco de Mayo celebrations are in cities such as Los Angeles, San Jose, San Francisco, San Antonio, Sacramento, Phoenix, Albuquerque, Denver, and El Paso in the USA southwestern regions. In these cities, a large proportion of the population has Mexican origins. Many people hang up banners, and school districts organize lessons and special events to educate their pupils about the culture of Americans and of Mexican descent. In some areas, particularly in Pueblo de Los Angeles, celebrations of regional Mexican music and dancing are heard. Public life. Cinco de Mayo is not a federal holiday in the United States. Organizations, business, and schools are open as usual. Public transit systems run on their usual schedule. In some areas of some cities, especially those in the Southwest, local parades and street events may cause some local congestion to traffic. Now let's look into the background, how Cinco de Mayo actually came about. And it is actually officially, it commemorates the anniversary of an early victory by Mexican forces over French forces in the Battle of Puebla on May 5th, 1862. It's not the anniversary of the defeat and expulsion of the French forces by the Mexicans, which occurred in 1867. That's 5 years later. It's also not, as it often assumed, the day of Mexico's celebration of independence, which is actually on September 16th. It is believed that the origins of Cinco de Mayo celebrations lie in the responses of Mexicans living in California in the 1860s to French rule in Mexico at the time. And so there is actually quite a bit of history about it, which I consider very interesting, especially since I'm from a different country. And I love history now even more than ever before, because it has so much to do with how we live, how we celebrate, and what we do. So the importance is actually just to celebrate. And for me personally, I'm asking myself, and today I'm asking you, what does a celebration entail? What is it for? What do you do? What are the benefits? What are the detriments? How do celebrations affect our mental, physical, and financial health? So those are a few questions you can ponder on your own and answer for yourself. But if you want to answer it to me, you can always get in touch with me, because I have my contact information at the bottom of the transcript. And I will also share it here. So how does it affect us mentally? Well, first of all, it's supposed to be, celebrations are supposed to be joyful, in my opinion. They're to socialize, to have fun, to enjoy each other, and most of the times enjoy good food, and knowing there will be enough food. Why is that important, and why is that a mental fact? Because, even though I don't like admitting to it, but it's true, even today there are still people who don't have enough food. So when they are invited to go to one of those celebrations where there is usually food galore in tremendous abundance, and they get to eat, they feel like they can make up for it. Kind of like thousands of years ago when the hunters were able to, you know, hunt a deer or an elk or something, or a wild boar, whatever it was, they put it over the fire, roasted it, and then they ate the whole thing till it was gone. Because number one, they did not have refrigeration. Number two, they had no clue when their next meal came in. Number three, they were so physically active that they actually burned what they were eating and then some. So in the old ages, you can barely ever see people who are overweight or even obese. Whereas today, things are coming so easy for many of us that we overeat instead of burn what we eat to maintain, or burn more than we eat to release some pounds to feel healthy again. So that has to do with some of the mental, as well as actually with the physical, which adds eating too much, which actually starts adding it to our waist. It makes us feel sick and stuffed and uncomfortable. And there is more to it. When we overeat and we don't feel good, we're usually not the sharpest in our mind. Then we do silly things as being out in the sun without a sombrero or a hat or a cap or something on to protect our head and body from heat. And then we get exposed to heat strokes. And those are even more common when it's a warm day. People who have overeaten and have had too many drinks. Yes, alcohol is a big no-no. I mean, one drink or so is okay, but drinking and drinking and drinking just because it's there and because it might be inexpensive or less expensive than normal does not help you to be physically and mentally and financially healthy. And why am I putting the financially in there right now? You know, when you have to go to the hospital, and your insurance does not cover everything, and you have out-of-pocket expenses, that gets very expensive very quickly. So for this Cinco de Mayo, I would say be prepared mentally, physically, and don't spend more than you can afford. Or when you fix food to contribute to the festivities, to the celebration, do what's within your budget. People are not supposed to be there to stuff themselves. They're supposed to be there to celebrate, to really socialize with each other and play games and enjoy each other's conversation and have the kids play and be active. It's not all about food. So some tips on how you can actually help yourself is eat something healthy before you go. For example, eat some veggies or drink a lot of water. Always have a water bottle in your hand. So when you feel like, oh my, this looks good, I got to have it. Drink 5-10 sips of water or a glass of water. And you can see how it's going to change your attitude. Oh man, I'm actually full. I don't really need this. This was just mind over matter. So making choices is entirely up to you. You can choose to overeat and feel sick, or you can choose to be in charge of your health and feel happy and healthy. So I have actually included a little YouTube in there that has some history about it and some interesting information. It's not very long. I think it's about 3 minutes, and you can go and watch it. It's at https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=TJMLULJRWDW. And you need to look at the spelling. You can just highlight it or click on it in my transcript. And if you want to just see the transcript and then copy and paste it over, that's fine too. So these are actually some of the important things. Parties are a lot of fun, and they help in so many ways. They make you happy, and happy people are just usually amazing people to be around with, and you enjoy it, and so you're usually healthier when you're happy. And so I just want to say, if you need help for Cinco de Mayo around the corner to get a few pointers, a few more, let me know. If you feel like you want to get healthier for the summer months to be seen in your swimming trunks or swimsuit or bikini and to look attractive, I can help you there, because everything is body, mind, and finances. And if you invest in the correct areas, you will not have to invest in areas where you don't really feel like you want to invest in. So your health, your mental, physical, and financial health is my goal. And I'd be more than happy to journey with any of you to make sure that you're happy and healthy, because I've been there. If you listen to previous shows that I've done here, I dropped over 50 pounds. And for a frame of 5.1, this is amazing. What going from a size 12, 14 into a size 4, soon 2 again, is just unbelievable. Not skinny, just happy and healthy. So having said that, I'm just going to wish all of you a very, very happy, healthy, and safe Cinco de Mayo. Stay empowered. And if you want to get in touch with me, go to denisethompson.ichooseoptimalhealth.com or text me or voicemail me at 562-335-4956 with a very clear message and your name and your phone number very clearly, so I can return your call within 24 to 48 hours. And I just hope that this little piece of awareness here gives you a little bit of history about what Cinco de Mayo stands for, what it is, how it's celebrated, and how we can actually make a difference. And I actually also found a very healthy recipe for guacamole, but I could not put that in there. And it is https://www.nbcnews.com/better/pop-culture/healthy guacamole-recipe-cinco-de-mayo, the-NCNA870726. So if you want to go on there, you can do that, okay? Thanks so much. Have a fabulous day, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.